Gracias.
Thank you, Vice Chair. We regret the fact that some states of the region intend to manipulate this forum. Talking about the Venezuelan situation, it's simply a pretext in order to discredit the government of Nicolas Maduro. Shameless in their request for financial resources in order to address the situation in Venezuela. This simply shows how they are not able to address certain situations. And all this is due to the economic situations because of the illegal coercive measures imposed on the country. The Colombian government is asking for resources in order to help children who are born of Venezuelan parents. Let's not forget that constitutionally, any child of Venezuelan parents born inside or outside is entitled to nationality, Venezuelan nationality, and therefore can be deemed to have a homeland. Brazil also took the floor talking about this multidimensional crisis in my country. Ecuador talks about it, a hybrid crisis. There is no grounds, legal or technical rights. These are just value judgments for media purposes. In 2014, some governments of the region were accomplices in adopting 400 coercive measures along with the US, which has just jeopardized the standard of living of Venezuelans, sabotaging our humanistic plans in respecting international law. This is a crime against humanity, and it is terribly inconvenient. We deplore energetically the violent actions, the persecution, the racism, xenophobia, and discrimination that we have seen. Our co-nationals are victims of all this, particularly in Chile. We have seen attacks, aggression against Venezuelan camps, marches in Iquique against the Venezuelans there. We have also seen grotesque scenes of inhumanity, and the competent authorities haven't denounced that, nor has UNHCR. Look at the barbarism that's happening in Chile. We are therefore trying to encourage people to come back to their homeland. They will have a safe, voluntary return. I'm talking about the co-nationals in Chile. I'd call on all countries to take the path of solidarity and peace. We are continuing constructively in our dialogue in this forum. We're convinced that on the basis of respect and cooperation, we can make progress without politicization in order to better the situation of refugees worldwide. Thank you.